Hey, y'all, it's Paula here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I hope that y'all are loving, instead of just listening, that you get to watch, too. I hope that y'all are enjoying that, and I would really like to hear from y'all and give me your thoughts. Well, I'm here today with my daughter-in-law, Claudia Dean, my little Italian Spitfire daughter-in-law. I wondered why you were looking at me so crazy.
I loved it. And she was like, Italian.
What am I talking about? When I said that, y'all, Claudia looked at me like, have you lost your mind? And I thought, well, did I offend her already? She's my Latino little hot-spirited daughter-in-law. There, I'm sorry. Well, now that I've introduced her all wrong, we're going to take a quick break. Let me get my thoughts back together, y'all. Like so many of y'all, I love to learn new things. That's why I'm excited about the new Great Courses Plus video learning service. It's unlimited access to a huge library of the Great Courses lecture series in so many fascinating subjects. I love the Great Courses Plus, and they're giving my listeners an incredible opportunity right now. Watch one of their popular courses, The Fundamentals of Photography, absolutely free. The Fundamentals of Photography, taught by professional photographer and National Geographic fella Joel Satori. You'll learn great tips and tools to take better photos, even learn a thing or two on framing. And now the Great Courses Plus is offering you a chance to stream hundreds of their courses, including the Fundamentals of Photography, a $235 value, y'all, for free when you use my special URL. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula. thegreatcoursesplus.com/Paula. We're back, y'all.
I'm here with my Australian mother-in-law. And we're going to talk about...
And I'm here with my Italian daughter.
We're very international.
Yes. You know, when you married into the family, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so neat. We're actually an international family now.
I know. And I remember I love that. A lot of people asked me when we were planning the wedding, so you're going to have mariachis? And I'm like, I'm not Mexican. Just because I speak Spanish doesn't mean I'm Mexican. I'm from Venezuela. We don't do mariachis. I mean, we do them sometimes.
What'd you say?
Mariachis.
What is that?
You don't know what mariachis are? The people who play the like serenades, and they come with like the big Mexican hats.
Well,
and they,
I've seen them, but I didn't know what they were called.
Yeah, mariachis.
Oh.
It's very Mexican. We do have them. This is totally out of topic, but we do have them, and they sometimes, like, they're in the middle of the street. Uh-huh. And then, like, for example, my dad, when he would, like, go out and have a good time, and then he'll come back home, like, late, he will, like, talk to the mariachis and be like, can you please come home with me? And you pay them. They're in the street, like, I shouldn't say this, but, like, prostitutes.
Yeah, you can say that.
And they're just in the street, and they're, like, groups of five, and you're like, hey, I want you to come to my house and serenade my wife or my girlfriend or whatever. So they follow you, and they go to your house, and then, like, my mom will be, like, asleep, and my dad will come, like, and you see, like, and they're playing live music, and they're,
your daddy would bring these people
to the house.
Into the bedroom.
No, not into the bedroom, like, outside, and it's kind of like people go out in the balcony or on your window or something, and you'll see it from the window. It's like a very romantic thing to do.
That is so romantic.
But usually you're drunk when you do it. Like, men are drunk and they get them and then they go to the house and you're like, oh.
And that helps get them out of the doghouse.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's like, oh, I love you. Okay, you're fine. Don't worry.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Y'all are real romantical people, aren't you?
Yes. I'm very sassy, romantical, passionate.
Yes.
All that. All the above.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love that about y'all.
Yeah, we're very intense.
About you Latinos, yes. My son has told me.
Hopefully intense. In a good way. I'm very intense with everything I do, so. Let's talk about gardening.
My garden. It's kind of halfway.
Money's not in at all. There's no garden.
You hadn't planted a garden
yes,
yet?
Yes, I did, but it didn't.
Oh, no. I'm talking about this season. You hadn't planted
one. Oh, no. Like summer? What, yes. Springish? No. Yeah. Well, we're today actually they're painting our back deck. So the
I heard
deck,
what you did to Bobby yesterday.
What did I do? Oh shoot! No, let's not talk about that.
So let me tell y'all what she did to Bobby yesterday.
I didn't do it on purpose, though.
I know you did. Bobby was outside working on their deck, and they really believe in keeping the house very secured, everything locked, because actually there was a robber out loose on Wilmington Island yesterday, and a man tried to stop him as he was actually breaking in his house. Mm-hmm. The man had his gun, and he grazed himself. He shot the... The gun went off, and he shot himself, the homeowner.
I thought he was the other guy that shot him, but Bobby told me that.
No, The homeowner had the gun, and it went off, and he shot himself. Didn't have to go to the hospital. Just grazed him. But so everybody on Wilmington Island yesterday, everybody was making sure their doors were locked, me included. So, like I said, they keep the house very secured. So Cloud came out in the yard to tell Bobby that she was leaving. Kissed him goodbye, walked in, locked the door. Locking Bobby out. That was at 9 a.m. yesterday morning. Cloudy got home at 4:45 in the afternoon. Bobby had spent the whole afternoon sitting outside waiting for Cloud to come back
home. And you know what's the best part, right? That I'm like calling, like around... I leave at 9 and like around 1, I call him, you know, just to check on him. He doesn't pick up, and I text him and nothing. And I'm like, okay, nothing happened. And then 2, 3, call him again, nothing. And then I hear about this robber and I'm like, somebody like broke into my house and like, I don't know, something happened to Bobby. Nothing. And around like 4:30, I'm like, I need to go home because I haven't heard from him in 4 hours, which is very unusual, yes. Right? So I'm like, something happened. Like I had something else to do, like one more errand. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to go home. And I get home. And I see him sitting outside.
She walks outside,
and
y'all.
I walk, and I'm like...
And she said, I'm so mad with you.
Yeah, I didn't say mad, but I'm like, I'm very upset right now. I thought something happened to you. And he's like, you are upset. And I'm like, what's happening? See, I've been curious. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know what to do. I just like walk away, like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
You know,
I'm surprised that he didn't walk to your house. It's only like a mile.
He told me, he said, Mama almost thought about walking over here. But he didn't. He just sat right there.
Thinking she's going to be here anytime.
Any moment anytime. She will be home. Well, 8 hours later, she was home.
Let's talk about gardening now.
You know, while Bobby had that 8 hours... Y'all, he could have planted a garden.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or paint the whole deck.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than a garden.
I know.
There is nothing better. But I've been so busy, and I've been out of town a lot, so I hadn't been able to get my garden planted. But there's nothing that I love better than planting potatoes in the spring. Oh, my goodness.
Can you do sweet potatoes, too?
You know, I've never planted sweet potatoes, but I don't see why not. The potatoes they grow under the ground. Mm-hmm. It's not like a tomato plant where you go pick your potatoes off. So you have to dig when you think they're probably ready. You just have to stick your hand down in the dirt and keep feeling until you feel a potato.
That's fun.
Oh, it's like going on an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I can see that. How do you know when they're ready, though?
Well, you know, when your bushes get a certain age, size, and you know they should be producing.
How many potatoes come from, like, one?
Oh, I don't know. You can have a bunch.
Oh, really?
A bunch. But the first year that I planted them after Jack and Maddie were born... they were over at the house, and I said, okay, boys, we're going to dig for potatoes. They had the most fun. In fact, when we got through, Jack said, Ginny, that was the best day of my life.
Oh, he always says that.
He always
so
says that. Yeah.
This is the best birthday ever.
Yes.
This is the best day ever.
I know it. He gets so excited.
Yeah.
But I'm just heartbroken that I think it might be almost too late now.
Why?
Plant a garden. Well, it's not really, is it?
I don't think so. I was going to start doing mine, but so the winter one was a joke because I planted it and then it was mm-hmm. so hot that nothing thrived.
Right.
Yeah, and then like it didn't work out. But then I was going to start doing it, but since we're painting the deck, let's go back to the deck. The deck kind of like bleeds into the garden.
Uh-huh.
So we have to pull out the whole garden so they can paint the part that is like incorporated.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I guess like next week, maybe I'll be able to like rearrange everything I'm planning.
Well,
again.
I'm going to try to make that my goal. You know, I've go out of town again Friday. So I don't know
when I'm
going with Michael to the mid-year reunion of,
The Hemingway people?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
The Hemingway.
Is it in Key West?
Well, I don't know where the mid-year reunion is. Oh. But the contest is in Key West in July on Hemingway's birthday. But Michael's going to try out again this year.
That's why it is in July.
Hopefully one day he's going to make it.
Well, it takes people like 15 years sometimes to win,
oh,
right?
Oh, sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
The man that won last year was, I think it was like his 12th year of trying.
How many has he been doing it? Like 5 years?
I think this year will be his 6th.
Okay. So he's getting there.
Yeah.
Every year he's one step closer.
Yeah, one step closer. So I'm going to try to get my garden planted because there's nothing like having fresh tomatoes, mm-hmm. fresh cucumbers, fresh okra, and eggplant. Eggplant do so well.
I know.
In my garden.
I did too many of those, and then I realized that Bobby didn't like them after I had like 30.
I didn't know Bobby didn't like eggplant.
Me either.
Oh, fried, there's nothing better.
Yeah. Anything fried.
Just slice them and soak them in buttermilk and salt and pepper them and then put them in flour and deep fry them.
Yummy.
Oh, they're so good. They're as good as French fries. And two, I like them just roasted.
I like them roasted.
You know,
too.
A little olive oil and throw them in the black skillet and roast them. Yum, yum.
I think we're
and
going
squash.
To commercial.
You think what?
We're going to commercials.
We're going to a commercial.
I think
we
so.
We got to pay the piper. Thank you for being alert, my daughter-in-law, my Italian daughter-in-law.
But we can keep talking about eggplants.
We'll be right back.
You know, during the winter, we spend a lot more time at home indoors. Now is a perfect time, though, to get your home ready for spring with a new, fresh look. My recommendation is to start by updating your window treatment with Smith & Noble. You'll transform the look and feel of any room in your home into one you'll just love. Smith & Noble can arrange to have an expert designer meet with you at home to discuss your style and decor, or you can select your own styles and samples and then have their designer guide you through the process by phone. Either way, you'll have a wide range of beautiful, affordable, handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters to choose from. The measurement and installation will be done by professionals whose work is guaranteed for a perfect fit. So contact Smith & Noble today for my special offer. 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula, or you can call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
We're back, y'all.
Oh,
I just remember, Cloud, last week or week before, I bought the whole tray of herbs to plant. I set it on the ledge and I forgot about them.
Are they all
there? I got to go home and plant herbs.
Are they?
I don't know if they're still there.
Are they like different ones, like a mix?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
We only had rosemary, and then it died. And then we had the...
Your rosemary died?
Yeah, I think it got cold and we didn't like take it. Like we
no,
just let it
they
die.
Can withstand cold.
Maybe it'll grow again.
I've got rosemary
it goes crazy.
Plants that look like bushes.
Bushes. This one was like a bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I found a rosemary plant, a climbing rosemary.
Oh, that's cool.
And it, I don't know if climbing's the right word, but it,
like,
yeah, it climbs down.
Down, yeah.
And
they're falling.
Yes, yes. and those are pretty. And I went to the feed store the other day looking for tarragon. Mm-hmm. Tarragon is very hard to find.
I can see that. I can see that. We had that, and then we had basil, which I love, because I will do a lot of, how's it called, pesto? I love it.
You and like pesto.
Love.
I've never acquired a taste.
Love it. That's like one of my favorite things. Well, and I'll make like big jars.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I keep it in the fridge.
And what do you do with it?
Eat it. In everything. No, like I will make like homemade pizza.
You eat it?
Yes. make like homemade pizzas, and then I'll put it like in sandwich instead of putting like mayonnaise or hummus or whatever. Uh-huh. You know how I feel about mayonnaise. I will put it like in like a sandwich as a spread, or even like in how's it called? Scrambled eggs. I'll put like a tablespoon, and then I'll have like green eggs. Perfect for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's really good.
So
like
how
it.
Do you make your pesto?
I do. So originally, like pesto, you do olive oil, basil, garlic, salt, pepper, and then pine nuts. And then originally, you put Parmesan cheese. But since I have like cheese issues, cheese allergies, I don't do the cheese. And it tastes delicious. Like you don't really need the cheese if you don't want to.
Wow.
But the pine nuts are like key. And sometimes like pine nuts are really expensive, and sometimes you cannot find them. So I just put whatever nut. Like I'll do raw almonds or raw cashews or whatever I find in the kitchen. So it's really good. I love it.
Well, I'll have to get you to make some, and I'll have to revisit that.
Love it. It's so easy to make, and it's so yummy. And if you put it in a glass container in the fridge, like in a mason jar or something, it'll last a long time. But the other one we had was mint, and it was driving me crazy. Like, it was just, like, it took over the whole garden.
Uh-huh.
It was so... You have to put it, like, in a little pot and just keep it contained, because how much mint do you can you use?
Oh, I love that about it, because it multiplies like rabbits.
But that drives me crazy, because then I don't have space to plant any other stuff. And how much mint can you usually use, you know? Like, to get through the whole thing, it's a lot.
Yeah, you don't use much mint.
No. I said I will never plant mint again, and I will never plant, how's it called? What were we talking about? The purple thing?
Eggplant.
Eggplants. I have the names in Spanish. Yes, eggplants.
What do you, did you have a garden when you lived in Venezuela?
No. We did have a grapefruit tree and banana trees at the house. So we always have like, when the bananas will come, they were like sugar. Those are like the sweetest bananas I've ever had in my life.
And how big were they?
They were big.
They were?
Yes. The because ones that we had.
My banana plants at the house, my banana trees, it produces, in fact, the man that takes care of the yard came in the other day with a
like
stalk
of
bananas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But our bananas are like
tiny.
This. They're
tiny.
But
you know there are different types of bananas.
But they're so sweet and they're so good.
Yeah.
I love making banana bread.
And I love eating your banana bread. And the banana pudding too.
Yes, banana pudding, so banana good. Bread.
Yeah. But the bananas, there's different types. Like in my country, for example, you have like the regular bananas that are the big bananas that we had. And they were huge. And then we have some that we call manzanos, which are like the ones that you have. Because I eat in yours. Uh-huh. And they're like fat and like small. And then there's some called titiaros, which are like smaller and thin, and those are so good. If you cook them in the skillet, they are so, it's like the sweetest, delicious thing.
And what do you do? Fry them just like you would
like
a plantain?
Them. Yes, but it's not like you don't slice it and fry it. It's more like you throw it in the skillet as for itself because it's really small, and it just gets like really like caramelized, you know? It's so,
so what
sweet
do you
and
fry
delicious.
It in? Butter?
Yeah, and I put butter
olive
oil.
On.
Yeah. So good.
Mm.
So good.
Did your mother cook a lot?
No, not a lot. But when she did, it was really good.
It was. Mm-hmm.
She knows how to cook really good. She's just lazy. She's probably watching this. She's just lazy in the kitchen. She's not lazy. But in the kitchen, she's lazy. But when she does it, she's like really good.
Well, you know, after your kids leave home,
it's like, eh.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to cook for one or two.
Unless you love cooking.
Yes.
You know. Like.
And I do love it.
Yeah,
I
she
do
doesn't.
Love it.
She likes eating.
Well, look at her and then look at me.
No, but that has nothing to do. I love cooking.
Her mother, y'all, Claudia's mother, is one of the most beautiful women I've ever laid my eyes on.
She's very
the first time they came to our house to meet the Fockers. Michael and I were the Fockers.
I love that movie.
I do too.
Yes, it's so good.
I thought, holy mackerel, I have got to walk down the aisle next to this woman. I'm going to look like her great-grandmother.
Noah. Did it because you look beautiful.
Thank you. But your mother, I hope we can get up a picture of Maria because she is beautiful. And her father, y'all, looks kind of like Ralph Lauren.
Does he?
Uh-huh. And your brother looks an awful lot like John Kennedy Jr. This is the most beautiful family.
Well, thank you.
They're just exquisite. And
we didn't have a garden.
And they don't have a garden.
I wonder if they do gardens. What was it? The purple thing again. Eggplant. In Australia, in your country.
In Australia, in my country. I don't know.
We'll have to look into that.
Yes, we'll have to look into that. So we're going to get our gardens planted next week,
yes,
right?
Yes, when you come back.
And tell me what you're going to plant.
Not eggplants. I'm going to do tomatoes. The tomatoes and the cucumbers did amazing last year. Like, amazing.
You know, tomatoes do so well in those boxes.
Oh, I don't have that.
Well, we bought some boxes from Jamie Cribb's Feed and Seed Store. Tomatoes love those boxes.
I told Bobby that I wanted to get like a bunch of boxes, and he looked at me like, you're not going to put those stuff in my yard, in my backyard. You have this designated area, and that's it.
No, they look great. And I put mine by the pool. And
where? I haven't seen that.
Well, I don't have it this year.
Oh.
But the kids would just run over to the, I planted cherry tomatoes in there. And the kids would just run over there and eat them right off the vine, all the grand boys.
That's so cute.
Yes.
That's awesome.
A great way to get them to eat their vegetables.
Yeah,
so
tomato.
I'm really gonna make a big effort to get my garden planted.
Me too.
And maybe we can inspire some of y'all. Pinky promise. Pinky promise.
We'll send you some pictures.
Well, we got to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. I love my time with you.
Oh, me too.
I got a question. Do y'all like to put hot sauce on everything? If so, it might be time to have a look at Fuego Box, a hot sauce club that delivers boxes of small batch and gourmet hot sauces right to your doorstep. They focus on flavor over heat and always avoid gimmicky selections. Now, these sauces are absolutely delicious, and you'll get one that matches with whatever you're eating, like fish, chicken, tacos, even pizza. So think of Fuego Box as a hot sauce club for people who love food. I just received a sampler from Fuego Box and wound up trying just about every one of them. And you know what? Michael loves hot sauce like there's no tomorrow. I think you're gonna love this. To purchase or even give it as a gift, go to fuegobox.co and use code Paula for $10 off your first box. That's fuegobox.co, promo code Paula for $10 off the best hot sauces you've probably never heard of. Again, go to fuegobox.co and use my code Paula for savings. Y'all, we're back, and it's almost time to go again. You know, time just flies when I've got you sitting in the chair. She's so funny, y'all, because she has got a great command of the English language, but sometimes I can't understand it.
I mess it up. Well, I have an accent.
No,
you have an accent, too. So.
Listen, you do better with English than I do with Spanish. yes. So next time, it seems like we just got started off on all different subjects, but I want people to know how they can contact you. Cloud is a super athlete, y'all. She's a triathlete, and she is a life coach. So tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, I have a website that is claudiadean.com, and then there's like a contact section that you can send me a message, and then I get it on my email. I think that's the easiest way. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Okay. And it's all
so
Claudia Dean.
Spell it for everybody to make sure.
C-L-A-U-D-I-A-D-E-E-N. That's it. .com. My website, or Instagram, or Twitter, or Facebook, or whatever.
ClaudiaDean.com.
Yes.
And you can reach out to Cloud that way. She's, you can look at her. And I'm going to try to find a picture, y'all, to put up of Claudia's mother. You won't believe it. She is a model in Venezuela. Yeah, she models.
Well, yeah, kind of.
I saw her on the cover of that magazine.
Well, yeah.
Her mama is a model. And your mother is in a clothing business, right?
Yeah, she's...
She has a partner.
Yes, exactly. And they have a brand, and they do fun stuff.
They have a brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like a brand. Like, this guy designs it, and she does all the PR. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's fun.
Well, y'all won't believe how gorgeous she is. I told my son, Bobby, I said, you know, quite often you can look at the mother of the bride and see what you're going to have down the road. I can tell you right now, Bobby's a lucky son of a gun. If that's what Claudia is going to wind up like when she's 50.
Knock on wood.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this week's podcast. It was full of no information, but I hope y'all had fun because I did.
Me too.
Best dishes and love, y'all. See you next week. Oh, by the way, if you like the podcast, please tell a friend and then let me hear from you. And you tell me what you want to hear about, what you want me to talk about. Just let me hear from you. Love y'all. Bye.